AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Partisan rancor on Capitol Hill. House Republicans have ousted Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee for past comments critical of Israel. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Ilhan Omar has been held accountable. So this is not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
Not so, says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
When a resolution was brought up to deal with this last time, she never apologized. They changed the resolution to say anti-Semitism is wrong. We're not removing her from other committees.
A suspected Chinese surveillance balloon has been spotted over the western U.S., says the Pentagon. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Fighter jets, including F-22s, were ready to shoot down the balloon if ordered by the White House. The defense officials said that what concerned them about this launch was the altitude at which the balloon was flying and the length of time it lingered over a location. No specifics were given on which location and no word on how large the balloon is, but it's large enough for commercial pilots to see it.
The U.S. and the Philippines have agreed to expand the American military presence there, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
These efforts are especially important as the People's Republic of China continues to advance its illegitimate claims in the West Philippine Sea.
Corporate earnings, Apple's revenue down, Google parent company Alphabet's profit down, but revenue up a little, Amazon profits worse than expected, revenue better. And our Donna Warder has the president's latest poll numbers.
41% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. When Americans were asked whether they approve or disapprove of how Biden handled the discovery of classified documents, 39% of those surveyed disapprove. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. A whale washed ashore in Hawaii over the weekend. Ed Donahue on what may have happened.
It died in part because of debris found in its stomach that shouldn't have been there.
Six different types of nets, at least two different types of plastic bags. We have at least six hagfish traps, a light fixture protector, a float.
Christy West at the University of Hawaii Health and Standing Lab says the body of the 56-foot-long, 120,000-pound whale washed ashore.
We don't know if it was ingested over time or if it was ingested in one sort of fatal swoop. But we do think it's likely that it contributed to the death of the whale.
It's the first known case of a sperm whale in Hawaii waters ingesting discarded fishing gear. Researchers found nothing wrong with the other organs they examined. Sperm whales travel across thousands of miles in the ocean, so it's not clear where the debris came from. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.